On January 26th, inequality.org released a report entitled, 10 Months into the Crisis, 660 Billionaires See Wealth Rise 40%. The information is dramatic. Wealth is different from income. It's the value of all your assets. That includes simple small things like bank accounts, a car, a family home. It also includes big things like sprawling estates, billions of dollars worth of stocks and bonds, valuable jewelry, $200,000 automobiles, NBA or Major League Baseball teams. You get the picture. There's wealth like you and I have in our retirement accounts, and then there's wealth that Mark Zuckerberg has because he owns a gigantic chunk of Facebook. Wealth is a stock, the water in the bathtub. Income is a flow, the water coming out of the faucet. Income can only be translated into wealth after buying food, clothing, shelter, entertainment, etc. In the U.S., people whose incomes put them in the bottom 60% either have no savings or are net debtors. Thus, most of the population cannot translate income into wealth. But it's easy to translate wealth into income. First of all, many assets earn income. Or you can sell off some assets. You can sell stock. If you own six houses, you can sell one. If you own six cars, you can sell one. You get the picture. The ability to convert wealth instantaneously to income gives people with great wealth great power. They can buy lots of things, including political influence. Every year, Forbes magazine identifies the wealth holdings of the billionaires. In January of this year, they checked out how those billionaires had fared since the COVID-induced recession began last March. While millions of Americans have lost their jobs, while one in four suffer food insecurity, the super rich have made out like bandits. This is the famous, actually infamous, K-shaped recovery. Most millionaires and billionaires have hardly missed a beat. Yes, some industries, entertainment, travel, resorts, have taken a big hit, but anything based on social media has seen their use skyrocket. So it's not surprising that Mark Zuckerberg's assets have increased in value from $54.7 billion to $92.1 billion since Forbes' March report. For all 660 billionaires, the total increase in wealth went from $2.9 trillion to $4.1 trillion in the same short period. More generally, the Dow Jones average stood at 29,000 in February. It fell to 18,000 in March. It was back at 29,000 in November. And on February 2nd, it was a bit higher at 30,200. Why am I making such a big deal about this? The answer should be obvious. There's a lot of talk about the fact that the government is spending scads of money to support workers, small businesses, and the unemployed. And now that Republicans are no longer in control, they're trotting out the old familiar arguments that we cannot afford all this deficit spending. Well, guess what? The $1.1 trillion in recently increased wealth of just 660 billionaires would pay for more than half of the $1.9 trillion package proposed by Biden. A one-time 25% tax on net wealth applied only to wealth holdings of $1 billion or more would raise $1 trillion, and all of it would do is leave these super wealthy individuals with, as the old saying goes, more money than God. This idea is, of course, too simple for the people in Congress to even consider. But, oh, wouldn't it be great for someone to actually offer it as an amendment and see the contortions that the lapdogs of privilege twist themselves into, attempting to explain how this tax increase would damage the job creators? If nothing else, it would be a great opportunity to publicly force an answer to a serious question. As these billionaires saw their wealth holdings increase 40% since March, how many jobs did they create?